My name is Jack LaLanne, and I'm here for one reason and one reason only, to show you how to feel better and look better so you can live longer.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. Okay, time for a pop quiz. Ready? Define periodization. See, I knew you didn't study, and that's what happens. You have to come to the show prepared each week. Well, we are about to find out what periodization is. It is time for yet another installment in Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie.
What is periodization? This is a good time of year to start one. It's a form of training that's defined by specific training phases based upon increasing and decreasing both volume and intensity. Periodization programs have been shown to be the most effective in improving muscular strength, motor performance, lean muscle mass, and percent body fat. The goal is to reach optimal performance at the right time. Peaking is where an athlete trains to reach her fullest potential at a specific point, usually coinciding with the end of a season or when the most important competition is scheduled to take place. There's four terms you should know when designing your program. Macro cycle is the length of the entire exercise program or sports season, usually a year. Mesocycle is a specific block of time devoted to a predetermined training goal, such as conditioning, strength, speed, endurance, or rest and recovery. Microcycle is usually 1 week with varying days of heavy, light, and recovery strength training. And finally, active rest. Walking or yoga, don't plop on the couch. I'm ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. Well, what addictions do you have? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your consumer-type addictions. You know, when the topic of addiction comes up, most people think of like alcohol and cigarette smoking and stuff like that. No. Addictions come with an associated cost. Of course, there are health and social implications, but there is also a large monetary cost. The Centers for Disease Control estimate that smoking-related costs, such as direct medical care and lost productivity, add up to over $289 billion annually. But not all addictions are the traditional ones like, you know, to nicotine and alcohol and all that. Some people are addicted to behaviors or actions, like workaholics or exercise addicts, for instance. Simple economic theory says that if an increase in the past consumption of something also raises current consumption, something then is thought to be addictive. See? Addictions also generally involve a diminished level of control over consumption behavior as time progresses. What does this all mean? There is a list of the most expensive addictions determined by examining addictions with the largest amount of money spent on the substance or behavior. And it's not what you think. Here we go. What about number one? Energy drinks. Are you addicted to that stuff? I tried one once. I could not stand the taste. Just so much sugar. And as soon as you swallow it, you could feel like you just, you know, filled with high-test gasoline. Anytime you enter a convenience store, you'll see advertisements for Red Bull, Amp, and other energy drinks. Energy drink sales are projected to grow to $21.5 billion annually by 2017. There is an entire portion of the refrigerator section allocated to these caffeine and tautrine-filled beverages that also contain other substances such as guanara, camotine, and ginseng. See, you didn't even know what was in Red Bull, did you not? I didn't either. Amazing how these things just came out of nowhere, what, about 10 years ago? I remember when I was in college, the big deal with something called Jolt. Do you remember Jolt? All it was simply cola with extra caffeine, and now you have all this stuff, which is getting quite close to an alcoholic drink. According to the CDC, 31% of teens between the ages of 12 and 17 consume energy drinks. That's amazing that it's mostly kids drinking these things. For adults aged 18 to 24, the consumption rate is at 34%. These groups consume energy drinks almost every day. Some people drink in excess of 3 drinks per day. Wow. With an estimated cost of $2 to $3 per drink, this addiction costs upwards of $3,000 per year for a user in beverage costs alone. Those addicted to energy drinks may also face medical costs, as these beverages sent more than 20,000 people to the ER in 2011 alone. Potential health complications include insomnia, migraines, heart complications, and seizures. Energy drink users may experience highs and lows in their level of productivity at work, which may cost additional opportunities and other costs associated with a career. The next one, shopping and spending. According to a recent survey, more than 47% of people say they experience a rush of excitement when shopping. I go food shopping every week. I hate it. Does this mean half of the population are shopping addicts? No, but those who feel a need to shop regardless of the financial or other implications may have a shopping addiction. Healthline estimates 6% of Americans have a shopping addiction. The cost associated with such an addiction can be catastrophic. Associated behaviors like maxing out credit cards, spending thousands of dollars during a single shopping trip, and buying unneeded items can add up to a huge cost. Shopaholics who end up needing professional treatment pay additional medical costs. According to Healthcare Blue Book, therapy can cost about $120 for every half-hour session. The next one, this is pretty obvious, gaming. According to the Entertainment Software Rating Board, 67% of U.S. households play video games. Your casual gamer, who plays a few mobile app games or enjoys games on a console or a PC for a few hours a week, generally doesn't suffer from a gaming addiction. Gaming becomes a problem when you continue to play for increased amounts of time, think about games during other activities, use games to escape from real-life problems, are deceptive about your gaming habits. I only played it twice yesterday, and get irritated when you cannot play. This according to WebMD. One of the costs of a gaming addiction is the actual hardware and games. Newer PC and console games cost about $60 each. Oh yeah, more than that. All right, so my son wants an Xbox 360 or one of these things. He's already got a Wii. He's got a PlayStation 2, but, you know, we have to keep up with the Joneses. So he has it. And now it's time to go to GameStop and buy some games. They're like $80 a throw. And is there really a difference between Madden 15 and Madden 14? No. Anyway, let's see. A console or a gaming PC can range from about $400 for an Xbox One to a few thousand dollars for a higher-end PC. Gaming addicts also spend money on accessories, memberships, and in-game bonuses. You know what? You really want an experience? Go to a GameStop. It's like walking into a different culture. You've got like these gaming addicts that work behind the counter, and I'm going in there to buy one thing. I'm buying a used baseball game from like 4 or 5 years ago for $8 for my son. Do you want a membership? No, I don't want a membership. I just want to pay and get out. Do you want to order Raiders of the Disgusted 3? Because it's going to be hard. No, I don't want to order that. You sure you don't? Just let me go. Whatever. It's just an experience in itself. Time, of course, another huge cost associated with a gaming addiction. Some people need professional assistance with this type of addiction. Possibly even, get this, inpatient treatment at a recovery program. These rehab programs last between 28 and 60 days and cost anywhere between a few thousand dollars and $50,000 depending on the facility, location, and length of treatment. Think back to 1976. Did you ever think Pong would bring the whole entire society down? It is starting to. The next one, another one that's pretty obvious, the internet and texting. The vast majority of the American population is exposed to texting and online social activity. However, for some, this goes beyond the norm and into something a bit more destructive. Reports indicate that people with an internet addiction may lose track of time while online, isolate themselves, neglect other responsibilities, feel euphoric while online, and get defensive about their online habits. Some even experience health effects like insomnia, back problems? So tweeting causes back problems, headaches, or carpal tunnel syndrome. In addition to potential health effects, time is a major cost associated with this addiction. Some people check their phones and online accounts all day, every day. One estimate indicates that social media use costs each company around $4,500 in lost productivity. Data published on Mashable indicates that more than 12 billion hours are spent on social networks each day, and around 6 out of every 10 people check social media sites during work. Okay, and it's how people use social media. I've encountered somebody who decided to take their kids out for a weekend. Not only did we get a picture of them in the car when they were leaving, we got a picture at the service area. We got a picture when they were there, in the pool, at the hotel. And even when they went to dinner, this person even posted on social media what he was eating, what his wife was eating, what his little boy was eating, and what his little girl was eating. Enough. That's when you know things are just way out of control. I really don't care if the cheeseburger was medium and you wanted it well done. The idea that people are just so interested to know this much about your life. And if you look at this guy's friends list, it's a lot of casual acquaintances that I know he has from being associated with him. So it's just quite interesting. So those are the addictions that are quite expensive. Any addiction is expensive in a lot of ways, not just because of the money, but because you're going to exclude yourself from your family. You may destroy your marriage. You may destroy the relationship with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You may be on the outs with your parents. What about these video game players? They lock themselves away in a basement and they literally become part of this world. And they lose like the ability to just socialize with people. We become more and more removed from each other as we become more and more involved with all this technology around us. And that is not good. I always get a kick out of when I turn on a basketball game from Madison Square Garden. There are seats right near the court that have to cost thousands and thousands of dollars. You're sitting there literally 18 inches from an NBA basketball game, and people spend the evening staring at their phones. I can sit on my couch at home, watch the game on TV, and stare at my phone. It's sad, but it's true, and it ain't never gonna stop. This, oh, you know, by the way, you can follow me on Twitter. That's right, at Ed Kalegi, at EDKALEGI. You know what? If you're gonna become addicted to social media, it's a pretty good way to do it. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.